music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
And welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Today, the first Saturday broadcast in November, November 4th. And here we are. We made it. We made it past the, you know, the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. We survived that anniversary, but we are still moving forward and marching on to Zion, so to speak, folks. Well, I have a special program lined up today. Art will not be with us, but we have a very, very important, very, shall we say, ear-hearkening program. So hearken up your ears and stay tuned to our radio signal and also on the archives when they are published. Now, I always begin the program with just a word of admonition, an acknowledgement to the Heavenly Father who makes this all possible for me and for all of us here today. And I go to the Gospel of Luke, and this is in Luke chapter 21, verse 16. He's talking about the elect of God, those who are chosen for this age to really serve God in the end times and to get to a position where they are persecuted by the synagogue of Satan. I didn't say the mosque of Satan or the church of Rome or anything else. I said the synagogue of Satan. And we know who the synagogue is and who they are that practice in that. And he's saying to us in verse 16, and ye, you shall be betrayed both by your parents and by your brethren, your family, your kinfolks, and friends. And yes, some of you they will cause to be put to death, put before death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair on your head be harmed, he says, because the Father will protect you as you are under siege for witnessing for him. And that day, folks, will come when many of us will be rounded up, will be gathered up by the tolerance people, the love people, and they will persecute you and I and some of us, and they will deliver us up before Satan because he is the false Jesus to come. All the lies that we have in this world, as we speak, are now coming to a terminus, but we are actually seeing a flood of lies, as predicted in Amos and also in the other prophets' descriptions of end-time prophecies about this time in which we live, a flood not of water, but of lies across the globe. One of those lies, probably one of the most significant ones, happens to be what really happened on 9/11 and what happened about a decade or so later with false flag attacks, psyops, and the like across this land and across Europe as well. One of them, of course, being the Sandy Hook claimed massacre. Well, we're going to deal with this today in a very special way. First of all, I'm going to bring up Dave Gahary back from, of course, his hiatus and his busy schedule, very active, as you know, and it's going to become more active coming this week because Dave has brought on with him a guest who is very brand new to my program, and probably to many others here. And he is a former state trooper in Florida, also an educator, a teacher. And apparently he's done some work on Sandy Hook that has not met with favor by the powers that be. So I'm going to bring up first Dave Gahary, and have him do a little foundation laying here for our guest, along with Dave as well, the two of you. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Rick, how are you? How do I sound? Am I coming
you
through
sound,
loud and clear?
You sound as warm and wonderful and cheerful as ever. So you sound great.
Thanks. Well, yes, let me first let me say that it's a pleasure to be here, always, as always. And the fella that you were talking about, Wolfgang Halbig, is very well known to people who have studied Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. And he is a former, as you said, Florida State Trooper, an educator, a school safety consultant. He's spoken in front of literally hundreds of thousands of people over the decades. He's studied these mass casualty shootings, like in Columbine. And when he saw how the Sandy Hook event unfolded, it piqued his curiosity, and he started to ask questions. And I guess the questions were too much for the powers that be, because he was visited by a couple of police officers, from his, detectives from his county. And he had, you know, they had asked him, you know, why are you asking these questions? Please stop asking the questions. And when I heard about that from Jim Fetzer, who had interviewed Wolf, I said, you know what, this just doesn't sound right. And I gave Wolf a call. He spoke to me, and we did an interview. And just by chance, because you can't control these things, it went viral. And that's pretty much the main reason, which Wolf reminds me of regularly, that Wolf gained the notoriety or the popularity that he has in relation to this event. You know, and people can find out all about Wolf by just doing a simple Google search. He's been attacked relentlessly, which is pretty amazing because in all the years and all the decades that he's done his public service and school safety projects and seminars, he was never attacked. And so I would just want to ask Wolf, you know, to get to the point here with Sandy Hook, doing everything that he's done, that you've done, Wolf, as a school safety consultant who's traveled the country and educated hundreds of thousands of people, even for the federal government. What is it that angers you about Sandy Hook, about how that unfolded with all of the experience that you have had all of these decades?
Hi, Wolf.
Hey, how are you, Rick? Hi, Dave.
Very good. Thank you.
As we talk today, to your listeners who don't know me, please, I'm begging you, hold me accountable for everything that I'm saying. If you disagree, pick up that phone, dial 352-729-2559. That's my home number. I'll talk to you. I think that this is the time that we come together. And if we don't come together, I think our country is in serious, serious trouble. Now, my wake-up call came, as Dave was telling you, when I had two homicide investigators from my own county, from my own sheriff's department, and I ran for county commissioner. I thought I did really well. I ran for county commissioner, and I got two homicide investigators coming to my house telling me that if I don't stop asking questions, that I was going to be arrested and put in jail.
Now, they were just coming to the door. They didn't come announced. They were unannounced.
Unannounced. They came. Okay. And I saw them drive in the driveway. You know, they got in the pickup truck, you know, civilian clothes. And then they flashed their badges and said, can we speak with you? And, you know, being a former state trooper, man, they're my brothers. I mean, I was one of them. So I said, come on in, sit down. And it just turned ugly when they're telling me that I need to stop now or I'm going to go to jail. When I ask them, now, who in the world called you guys? Who in the world has the power to call you or the sheriff to have someone come to my house to threaten me to stop asking questions? See, that's where my anger really, really started, is that being a naturalized U.S. citizen, I raised my right hand, I took an oath, and it's a privilege to live in this country. It's the greatest country. It's, I mean, I've been given opportunities, and here I've got police telling me to shut up. Mm-hmm. And then a month later, I've got two deputies in uniform, marked patrol car, come to my house. They come in, and the question was, Newtown Police Chief, Mike Keogh, they want to know how many handguns you own. I said, it's none of y'all's business. Then the sergeant says, well, you know, we're supposed to check you out as to what kind of clothing you're wearing. And I said, what are you talking about? I mean, I had my shorts on like I do today. They wanted to see if I was wearing camel pants and camel shirts, you know, like I'm some kind of crazy nut. I guess if you wear camo, they portray you as some kind of a, I don't know. And then they asked, they said, can we walk through your house? Because we'd like to see if you have any deer heads hanging on your walls. They asked us to see if you had deer heads hanging on the walls. I said, go ahead and look. I don't care. And so that, it sort of lit a fire. And had they only answered my simple Connecticut Freedom of Information questions, which are so simple, I would have, you and I would never be talking today. I would have never met Dave. But they have lied. They have lied. They have lied. And it's been 5 years now, I believe. And we're about to get the truth. So that's how I got into this.
Well, now that's quite an interesting story for people who can't imagine this. Again, the average person who is uninitiated in the reality of America today, post 9/11, would probably say, how could they just come to you unannounced and then present themselves and ask you to maintain silence instead of being allowed your First Amendment right, so to speak, to question anything, especially as an American citizen naturalized? How could they possibly do this in a free country? It's incredible. It doesn't make sense. It's just, it sounds like the Soviet Union. How could this possibly be? And at the same time, to cast any kind of aspersions or any kind of questioning about your desire to learn more about, I mean, what is it about Sandy Hook or anything else that the case is supposed to be closed on? I mean, these are the questions that normal, ordinary people like me would ask and say, why is that the case? Immediately, our antennae start to go up and our suspicions begin to rise. Could it be that we have not been told the truth? Could it be that the media have been in on this big time? Could it be that there are forces outside of America that have quite a bit of control over the police departments and the Justice Department and Homeland Security, FBI, and others, that they could exact that kind of pressure to corrupt our police, to corrupt our system of justice to the point where we are not being given facts about incidents that are presented as factual? So those are the questions, I think, that are average, normal responses to this, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And I think whoever wrote this script, it's Hollywood produced. Because think about this. What they used is the national news media, the local news media, all the newspapers. And what they did is they used our emotions as a human being. What do we do when there's tragedy like hurricanes, you know, and tornadoes? Boy, we wake up as Americans and we give and we unite. Well, you know, that's how they played Sandy Hook. They attacked us through our emotions, 24/7 news coverage, children shot, killed, teachers shot, killed. Then they show the funerals, and I mean the vigils, I mean the grieving. And then they show 26 children singing at the Super Bowl, you know, a month and a half later. What they did, they attacked us emotionally, mentally, and they got to our hearts. And that's what the movie industry is all about. They performed the best illusion, I believe, that was ever done. And they're going to get exposed. I promise you, we are 5 years into this. I'm not going to let go of it. And we're going to be in the courtroom here on November the 7th. And I'm telling you, we are going to get to the truth.
Well, I hope so. And, Dave, you can join in any time on this, because I understand you two guys are going to get together in the next couple of days, and there's some kind of a lawsuit pending now, and apparently some of the names of those who have been involved in sabotage of much of the truth and in website hacking, like Mr. Lenny Posner, are involved. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Wolf can, because Wolf is, well, you know what I love about Wolf? He doesn't give up. And, you know, I guess perhaps more than a person, I always say, you know, if you came here to the United States from another country, you're an American by choice, not an American by accident. Myself, I was born here, so I'm an American by accident. But people like Wolf, people like my wife who came here from other countries without knowing anybody many times, without knowing the language perhaps as well as they could or would, these people are the real Americans. And when you have somebody like that who sees injustice and wants to do something about it and not having an easy time coming from another country, obviously, we all know how difficult it is even going to another school when you're young. Here you're going to a completely new country. So this guy just doesn't give up. And I've known him for, like he said, it's incredible. It's already 5 years. And we've actually met before, but we speak regularly, and regularly in the sense of once every couple of months, let's say. And, you know, he just, not like everyone else, really, he just will not let it go. And they hate that about him. And now what happened was that this one character that you mentioned, this Lenny Posner, if that's his real name to begin with, he came after Wolf. He came after a bunch of people. You know, let Wolf explain, you know, the history between these guys. And like he said, the 7th of November coming up, I will be there. That's a Tuesday. I'll be there in court with him through the whole matter. Wolf, why don't you explain who this Lenny Posner is and how it is that you two came to be at the point where you're at, and hopefully he's going to show up on Tuesday.
Well, you know, I was really stunned when a process server showed up at my front door and served me with a civil lawsuit. And I looked at it, and it said, plaintiff Leonard Posner, defendant Wolfgang Halbig. And I'm saying to myself, now, Leonard, why in the world would he file a civil lawsuit? I have never, ever disparaged Mr. Posner. I have never said anything negative about his son. I mean, and I'm sitting there going, what in the world is this about? And then I looked at the complaint, and in the complaint, there are two allegations. And he's filed this huge civil lawsuit. I think he's expecting a $55 million jury award, because I want a jury trial. But in the only two allegations, the first allegation is that I posted his name, his address, phone number, and email on my website. And the second allegation is that I intercepted communication between he and the Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi. And I posted that information on my website. Those are the only two allegations. And here we are in a court for 3 years, and I cannot wait till this coming Tuesday. And November the 15th, the judge has actually ordered Leonard Posner. He has to show up for a deposition, and he belongs to me for the next 3 hours on November 15th.
Now, I understand that he's been claiming all sorts of problems to avoid having to appear before the judge. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I was really stunned. The last time I'm in the courtroom was May 24th, and his attorney hands the judge a note, a doctor's note. It's like a parent giving a note to their child to take to school.
We have a break. Just a moment here, Wolfgang. We'll come right back. We have a break, and stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we are back now with our guest Wolfgang and also Dave Gahary, who are here together on this special program because of the litigation that we're talking about right now. And as you were just saying, Dave, we didn't mean to interrupt you. We had our commercial break, which I hope people will pay attention to. And let us continue with your retortion of what I was just saying, your retort.
That was Wolf who was talking, Rick. And Rick, let me just ask this. Wolf, you said November 15th, but you mean November 7th for the court date?
November the 7th is the court hearing, the pretrial hearing. But the judge also ordered that he come back into Lake County on November the 15th and have his deposition taken by me and my attorney.
Right, right.
Two different dates, two different events.
So this is we're dealing with two lawsuits here. Is that right?
No, one lawsuit by a Leonard Posner versus Wolfgang Halbig.
Okay, and you're so basically what you're doing is demanding now through the judge, through the court, that he be brought into the courtroom to answer these allegations or counter statements that you have positioned, right?
Yeah, because what's happened, I have issued him subpoenas to show up for deposition, and six different subpoenas. He has refused to show up. So I filed a motion before the judge demanding that the judge order him to show up or be in contempt of court. So now the judge ordered him that on November the 15th, no matter what, he has to be here at 1:30, and he has to be at the offices that we designated to have his deposition taken.
Do you think he will show up?
Well, let me tell you, if you're in contempt of court, there are consequences. And we'll
find
out. What
will the consequences be?
Well, that's up to the judge, you know. And I think he is the chief judge in the Fifth Circuit. I think he's a no-nonsense type of judge. He plays by the rules. And I think if you decide not to follow his orders, I think he's going to come down pretty heavy on you.
So what do you think he would order a body attachment and to have him picked up if that is the case?
Well, you know, I believe so, because remember the last time we were in the courtroom, his attorney handed the judge a doctor's note. Yeah. Saying that Mr. Posner just had surgery, he's been in the hospital, and then he handed him a note that he's going to be in the hospital another 3 months. And you know what? Now, you and I know better. The hospitals aren't going to keep you for 6 months unless you're in a coma. So, you know, we weren't going to make that an argument before the judge. We simply accepted the note, and the judge ordered him to show up for deposition.
Okay, very interesting. Now, I want to go back a little bit into your background. If it sounds a little bit, skewered here, forgive me. But because we are not, you know, fully aware of all of the work you have been doing in all this time, and since 2012, December 15th, when the incident was first reported, I just am amazed at your background, that you have been an educator. You have apparently been involved in education with teachers and teachers' aides to the extent of a number of years, apparently. And then you also in law enforcement, you were involved in law enforcement for also a very lengthy period of time. So you didn't just happen to come into these fields. You have since you have been here in America, you have done quite a bit of yeoman work, apparently, in these fields, haven't you?
34 years of public service, and I'm proud to say that it was an honor, you know, to work in the public sector. And I had good role models all my life, and I just hope I made them proud. But you know what really triggered even me to get involved in Sandy Hook? Sandy Hook happened on December 14th, 2012. And like millions and millions of Americans, when we turned on that TV that day, we were in shock. Can you imagine shots fired, Sandy Hook Elementary School? I mean, I was stunned. I couldn't get away from the TV. I went and turned on the other two TVs. 24/7, that's all they talked about. But as the day progressed, there was so much misinformation. I have never, ever seen so much misinformation come out from the national news media, who should be really professional.
All right. That goes without saying. That's their purpose, I suppose. All right. We'll come back with Wolfgang and Dave in just about 3 minutes, folks. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Now we're back again talking about the Sandy Hook alleged massacre, folks. And you remember following that, we had another one, and that was the Boston Marathon bombing drill, that both of which were pretty much exposed and torn apart in Jim Fetcher's book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, or in Boston as well. And I happen to live between both Connecticut and Massachusetts in Rhode Island. And I know the workings and goings on pretty much from a pretty familiar background of the so-called Joint Task Force on Terrorism in the Boston area and the corruption thereof. And I have never visited Newtown, Connecticut, truthfully, but I will say it's interesting the way this area of the state just happens to be like in a very dark area where there is almost no visible population, a very, very scant population, a very a strange corner of Connecticut where a lot of people have talked to me about the ley lines that are in existence there, the very fact that this area is an area that is known for a lot of demonic activity and a lot of satanic rituals. And why this area, would this be chosen for any kind of event, whether real or not, is I think it's a question that needs exploring. So I bring that up to both of you, Dave, and to Wolfgang as well, as to what you think about the very locale that we're talking about in Connecticut.
Well, let me start first, and I'll say that several years ago I was with Wolfgang there in Newtown, where he spoke very eloquently in front of the school board, along with a bunch of other people. People had actually converged from all across the country who were interested in this, who noticed that there was just something not quite right about this event, which it's pretty clear the uninitiated, the term you used earlier, Rick, which I like to use that term, the uninitiated, either innocently or willfully. Yes. And one of the things we did while we were in Newtown for a couple of days was we sat in front of the firehouse, all of us in our cars and milling around outside of the cars for several hours. And one of the things that I noticed, and everyone else did, I'm sure, was that that famed, iconic now firehouse where the school is located nearby. The children then ostensibly came out of the school, streamed out of the school, and walked right past the firehouse with its deep driveway leading to its bay doors. And they didn't bother going into the firehouse, which is obviously a symbol of protection, law enforcement, and first responders. Instead, they went onto this busy street that it's on with no sidewalks, as a lot of the streets are in your neck of the woods, Rick. And they walked up the hill on this busy street with no sidewalks past the firehouse and went into this fellow Gene Rosen's house, where he proceeded to play patty cake with them and not call up the authorities to say, there's a bunch of kids here, something happened, some kind of an event, please come and get them. So the whole thing to me is just very odd. It's bizarre, as well as the connections to Satan, which I've read about, which I've heard about, which it just felt very weird.
Well, another thing is, as I said, the whole timeline here of the, you know, the whole cast of characters, we're talking about the investigations going on in Congress at the time, what was purportedly taking place, and the fact that a number of individuals immediately began to do some, could we say apologetics? Could we say disinfo? Could we say damage control? Because of the conspiracy theses that were being circulated about Sandy Hook Elementary School, and there were many of them, some pretty impressive people and people who were not just some sort of rednecks, you know, just coming out of the woodwork, beating their breasts with a barrel of beer. I mean, these were some legitimate people, and you mentioned, you know, Lenny Posner, of course, was tied into the takedown, the hacking into and shutting down of the website nodisinfo.com, Dr. K's website, and also on YouTube as well. So his name has been bandied around. Gene Rosen, another one of the key players in this sordid affair. So I, you know, we're wondering how all of this just happened to fall into place with Adam Lanza, supposedly this 20-year-old shooter who happened to be shooting just at the time, supposedly, that the investigation into the LIBOR scandal, was taking place in Congress. There are just too many coincidences here that I think the average American person would not even know about, because they never knew the timeline or what was happening on the periphery, you see?
Well, you know, you make a great point, and you remember, I keep bringing up the dates, December 14, 2012. First question we as a country should ask, what in the world are they doing? Why did it take a year to publish that report? Why did we have to wait a whole year before the Connecticut State Police report their findings? You know, we as Americans, when we hear things, we tend to forget it. When we see it, we remember. And when we do things, you know, we understand. We didn't get this report for over almost a year. And people went on with their business. They went on with their jobs. But I would have never forgotten President Obama. This is where it starts. Obama. when he came on the national news and he told the world that he has just gotten off the phone with Director Robert Mueller of the FBI. He stated that he was going to use every resource of his office to investigate this heinous crime. Okay, now think about it. Obama, Mueller, Mueller, Obama. Now they're going to use every resource, which means, God, that's got to be powerful. So now we ask this question, then why did the FBI and Robert Mueller never, ever take any fingerprints at the house, Nancy Lanza's house on 36 Yogananda? Do you know not one fingerprint was ever taken inside that house? No fingerprints were taken inside the black Honda Civic that Lanza was supposed to drive into school. No fingerprints on the gun, the AR-15 or the shotgun. No fingerprints on the magazines or the 254 bullets that he had were .223. No fingerprints on the doorknobs going in or going out of the front offices. So what does that mean when our president says that we're going to use every resource to investigate this heinous crime when the FBI just failed us miserably? And, you know, when, and we all know this, and I know this from being a state trooper, when supposedly Lanza, Adam Lanza, shot and killed himself in room 10, well, you know, we now have the technology to where the forensic medical examiner, they go over, they have this technology where they take the fingerprints. You know, Adam Lanza was wearing fingerless gloves. So what does that mean? Fingerless glove? That's fingerprints. You scan the fingerprints while he's laying on the carpet dead, and then you match it to what's in the house. They never did any of that. And Quantico, Virginia, if anybody's ever gone there, they've got the best, the greatest forensic lab that money can buy. They've got the biggest latent prints facility. They've got an evidence a task force that goes out and looks for all the evidence. Do you know they were never, ever asked to come to Newtown, Connecticut, or Sandy Hook? So what role did Robert Mueller play in Obama? Nobody is willing to tell me that.
Well, it's interesting because he's center stage now with this nonsensical Russiagate investigation. And, you know, it's clearly a conflict of interest of his. And the Republicans in Congress could have eliminated it, could have eliminated him a long time ago, but they won't do it. Because in both parties, we have the same influence, I believe, influence, you see?
Rick, help me understand. Why no fingerprints? That's how...
Well, I you know, you're the guy that... you're the officer, and I guess I don't have to be an expert, do I?
No.
But I would say, no, it's highly unusual, if not totally outside the norm of standard operating procedure for the police. Isn't it?
Rick, if somebody burglarized your house, you were gone for the weekend and then you got back and you'd call the police, you know what they would do? The first thing they'll do, they'll dust for fingerprints.
Well, obviously, you know that.
But here, Sandy Hook, the worst elementary school shooting in U.S. history, and we don't even do the basics.
How do you account for that now?
Well, to tell you the truth is...
Yes, that's all we want is the truth.
Well, you know what? To tell you the truth, as a former state trooper and U.S. Customs agent, when I talk to all of my friends, they're in total agreement with me. But at the end of our conversation, whether I'm in Long Island, New York, talking to 200 NYPD police officers, at the end of every training or workshop, they say, please do not use our names. We don't want to get fired. We agree with you. We know that there is a conspiracy. We know. I mean, think about it. No trauma helicopter. What kind of people would not pick up the phone and call the trauma helicopters when shots are fired inside of a school? Who would not? What kind of person would not allow the paramedics or the EMTs inside the school to treat the seriously injured or those clinging to life? Who makes those decisions? Who declared them all legally dead? Can you imagine you're declaring 18 children and 6 adults legally dead within 10 minutes when in Connecticut the law is crystal clear? Only a doctor can make the pronouncement of death. See, all of this stuff is not anomalies. The word, see that anomaly? It doesn't exist. That's called reasonable doubt. And when you have so much reasonable doubt in some investigation, it should require a grand jury. It should require a congressional investigation, which they've never, ever done. Why? You know why? It's a conspiracy. And it starts at Obama's desk. And to tell you the truth, Rick, I'm not afraid to say it anymore. It starts at Obama. It goes to Mueller, Eric Holder, Governor Malloy. It goes down. And I'm going to tell you what.
Agree,
I can't wait till November the 7th. That is when I start.
Well, we certainly pray for you and your safety. You know, a lot of people have met with misfortune, as you know, along the way of many of these debacles. And even now we're reading about Las Vegas, some of the so-called survivors having some very strange accidents in the last several weeks. You know, there's a lot going on that Intel, Deep State, CIA, Mossad are deeply involved in this country. And I alluded to it at the very beginning of this program, that we do not have in America today an honest, operating, incorrupted, uncorruptible system of law enforcement, as they like to call it. Our police departments have been co-opted to a very large extent, state and even local police, to the point where there is a stepladder approach right to Washington now, and those who control Washington, the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and all of the other agencies now in Intel and domestically that constitute this real police state apparatus in America. We don't have that anymore. We don't have it in the media. So why would we even think about having it in any aspect of American life today? Well, we cannot trust our police. We cannot trust our police department investigators. Ergo, they come to your door to tell you that you must stop asking questions. I mean, it adds up to a very, very frightening scenario, doesn't it?
Well, it's that, and what I just said recently is the fact that there are so many law enforcement officers, paramedics and EMTs, emergency room nurses, they are totally afraid of having a conversation about this. They don't want to lose their jobs. And that's what they're doing. They're using the fear factor. They have scared the living heck out of America. And you know what? This thing is not about just guns. It's about dividing the family. Look at my family. My family doesn't even believe what I'm doing. You know, they believe it's 100% true. And here I've been doing this for, what, 34 years? I've had some of the biggest cases. I've never been wrong, knock on wood.
Your own family, Wolfgang, tried to dissuade you to just end this right here?
Absolutely, because they're being contacted at their workplaces. Yeah. They're being harassed. Mm-hmm. The school board superintendents are being called. They're trying to fire my sons from their workplaces. I mean, this is unbelievable. But why, Sandy Hook? Why didn't you do it when I investigated Bethel, Alaska, or Jonesboro, Arkansas, or Virginia Tech? Why didn't you harass me then? Why is it only Sandy Hook?
That is just absolutely proof positive of a major, major conspiracy here. So it's no wonder that if you Google online and you go to for instance, and you know all of the usual Wikipedia and all of that, usually the words come up, the buzzwords come up, and immediately you're cast as some sort of a kook, some sort of a nutcake, some sort of a redneck, an anti-Semite, what have you. And you say, why? What is there to hide about this whole line of events that does not add up? It is contradictory. You brought up just a few of the many anomalies that exist within the protocol of law enforcement. So what is the big scandal all about? LIBOR? You know, is it about the congressional investigation? Is it really about the whole business of stealing America's guns? We know that the Soto sisters and the Sherlocks and others in this whole group of people of supposed, grieving parents, were attempting immediately to seize upon the gun control mania and suggest that we needed to ban these terrible guns that were purportedly used here. I mean, this is just totally off the wall, obvious exploitation. And it has to be because we were lied to on December 15th, December 15th, of 2012.
Rick, and the reason I feel so confident, being a former school administrator, there isn't an elementary school principal in the United States today, male or female, that would have ever allowed his or her elementary school to look so filthy and so deplorable and be used as a toxic waste dump on December 14th, 2012. Dawn Hawksbrough, she's a professional. If she is a principal, if she's a licensed principal, the highest priority is the environmental state of her school. She wants her school to shine. She wants it spotless. And that was the most filthiest and dirtiest school that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Well, especially since it had been closed for a few years. All right, we'll come right back with our guest today, folks, with Join Us In.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, we're back again with Dave Gaheri and talking also with Wolfgang with us, Wolfgang Hagbig, and Halbig, rather. And Wolfgang, we're just saying that all of this is totally illogical, irrational. Now, you've gotten threats, and you have court appointments coming up in just a few days. And this month of November, Dave, you're going to be there in Florida with him. Is that right?
I will be there, Rick. I will be there. I'm heading out Monday. It's a long drive. I think I'm about 400 miles away, even though I'm in Florida. Florida, as most everybody knows, is a huge state. I'm out on the panhandle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll be making the 400-mile drive for coverage in American Free Press. So this will be in a national newspaper, and we'll get some big exposure here about this. And I'm really looking forward to this. I have my doubts about whether or not this guy's even going to show up.
Well, that's going to be interesting, because if he doesn't show up, then what do you expect to happen at that point?
What do you think if he doesn't show up? What do you think would happen?
Well, again, it goes to the credibility of this Posner and his attorneys. And I think that the chief judge, he's going to see through this. And, you know, there is already a contempt on the docket for that day. They have yet to give us our interrogatories and our discovery. I think if they're going to continue to play games with this judge, I think he's going to put some heavy-duty sanctions on them.
Now, are there others involved with Mr. Posner in this case?
No, there are not. It's him taking me on in my county, and I think he's doing it to run me out of money, having to pay for attorneys and all of the legal stuff. And I think he's trying to embarrass me in my own community of where I ran for county commissioners. He could have filed that lawsuit down there wherever he lives. But he had to come up here where my home is, where my family works. And, yeah, it's all intentional. And the other thing is they even threatened me that if I didn't take down my website, Sandy Hook Justice, if I didn't take down my Facebook, that my family was going to suffer dire, dire consequences. So I have no more website, no more Facebook, and I'm just going to fight him in the courts.
Well, so, I mean, that was a threat. Are you saying that was a legal threat against your life and your family?
Absolutely. I've got the emails. I've got everything. Everything I ever say to you, your listeners, I have the documents, and Dave knows me by now. I keep good records.
Well, then how come they weren't arrested? How come they weren't charged?
Well, you know, it's amazing that you say that. We have Lucy Richards. She got arrested by the federal government, put in jail for 5 months for threatening Leonard Posner. I'm being threatened. My grandchildren are being threatened, and nobody lifts a finger to address it.
Now, that's so you did. So, in other words, you did contact the police officials and ask for her arrest.
Yeah.
His arrest.
Yep. Yep. Lucy.
And no response?
No response. They refused to deal with it.
So we really do have a police state here in America, no question about it then. All right, we're up against the end of the hour. All right, folks, we will continue in the next hour with our guests, and we invite your participation at 800-313-9443. We will come back. Hour number two, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.